Skeptic Overlord jumping in for just a moment here. Replying to Benevolent Heretic. Thanks for the reply. I just want to clarify something really quick. When I'm looking for ideas to organize the podcast, I'm talking about the RSS feeds, not how they're organized in the forums. I know many members access these through the forums, but really when I look at the reports, easily two-thirds of all the access to our podcast are through subscribers to the feeds. And if we look at the BTS feed, well, that is now split up into talk, humor, and music. But the ATS feed has, it's approaching 160 individual podcasts in the ATS feed. And if you subscribe in iTunes, or if you rather do a search in iTunes on Above Tap Secret, you come up with our feed. But the problem is iTunes is only showing the first 100 podcasts. So that you know, already in you know, less than 7 weeks, we've filled up the queue of display in iTunes. So we need to think about obviously how we can better organize, and an RSS feed linking 100 and more than 100 podcasts probably is a little too large for most people who are new subscribers who want to see what's going on with podcasting on ATS. And I think that's what we're most concerned with, is how can we, and if it is just topics, that's fine. Maybe it's a combination of things, or something that someone will think of completely new, is how can we organize those feeds? It seems like it might be an obvious thing to divide it up into possible topics for the ATS feed, but also doesn't make sense to, you know, after a certain point in time, older podcasts are no longer in the feed, or maybe members can define how their podcasts fit into different feeds in different ways. I think that's something we need to maybe have a little podcasting brainstorm and decide how this can evolve, because as I look at all the other websites and podcasters out there, we now have the most podcasts in any single feed. So this is something we need to iron out as this service evolves in ATS, and especially with the kind of new member turnover that we have and the possibilities of people discovering these podcasts, it behooves us to decide how to best make this accessible for the people that are just discovering us and this amazing long list of things that we have to say. I guess we could just, you know, remove all of Magic's podcasts and immediately the problem becomes much less, but we wouldn't want to do that. So that's where I'm looking to get some feedback on how to organize these things. I hope that helps.